Om Agyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurupe Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyatesha Tarine Vansha Kalpatarubhyas Chakripasin Rubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pune Yatra began in 1986. And with the exception of 1 year, every single year we have met here. This is the 18th annual Pune Yatra. Very special gratitude to Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Priya Devi, Radha Anjali Priyavrat Mukunda. This family has hosted this festival in such an extraordinary way every single year. It began with about 30 devotees. Now it is almost 2,000 devotees. Arranging the pandal, arranging the residences for all the different devotees. It's a behind the scenes. It takes them months to organize this festival so that everything runs so very, very smoothly for all of us. Let us off. And the amazing thing is by their spontaneous devotional attitude, they never look like they're doing much of anything. They look so calm and so open and ready to talk to anybody and everybody and personally help everyone who's in need. They're really shining examples of the personification of Vaishnavism, the eagerness to serve with humility and devotion. Let us very gratefully offer our thanks to this Krishna Chandra's family. As Sripad Niranjan Maharaj has explained, many people behind the scenes, I cannot speak everyone's name, but I know His Grace Prahladananda Prabhu and his team from Belgaum, unless you go in the kitchen for the last 4 days, you have not seen him. He's there from morning till night, just making wonderful prasad for all the devotees. Sanat Kumar Prabhu and his team, Gauranga Prabhu, were very, very grateful to all of them. My deepest gratitude to my God brothers and God sisters who have showered their blessings upon all of us by taking time from their very, very busy schedules to spend with us. I sincerely believe that Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy is manifesting through them into our hearts. and according to our gratitude for the sacrifice they've made to come here, we will become fortunate. And my special gratitude to all of you who have assembled and accept some difficulties and hardships, especially tolerating that long class yesterday. But that's part of your tapasya every year. And your enthusiasm, your gratitude, your eagerness to hear and chant has really made this festival a wonderful experience for everyone. My ultimate gratitude to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is like the puppeteer and has accepted all of us as His aspiring little puppets. It is by His oceanic compassion that we have all been brought to Krishna consciousness, and we have all been brought together. Otherwise, where would we be? Materialistic people consider that materialistic life is the all in all to existence. So what else do they have? But when we taste even a particle of a drop from the ocean of Krishna consciousness, what is the philosophy of Gita? What is the history of the lives of the Vaishnavacharyas? What is the pastimes of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the avatars? What is the sweetness of offering our hearts love as well as our skills and our intelligence at the lotus feet of Guru Krishna and the Vaishnavas? It is such an extraordinary and wonderful gift. If we take it as something ordinary and thus make offenses, then we lose our appreciation. How can anyone possibly fall away from Krishna consciousness? Philosophically as well as experientially, it is millions and millions of times more satisfying than material life. You all, most of you have watched television, gone to movies, gone to restaurants. Did you ever have, in all those years, an experience like Hari Katha from these Vaishnavas, or Hari Kirtan, or sitting together and taking prasad? Is there any comparison? So how can we fall back into material life? Only when we're negligent and we don't really contemplate our good fortune. When we are neglectful to our sadhana, when we are proud, when we offend others, offend Vaishnavas, offend the holy name, offend the process of Krishna consciousness by neglect, then we forget. We forget what we've really been given. And Prabhupada explains when a devotee falls away from Krishna consciousness, he or she usually goes back to the same things they were doing before they joined Krishna consciousness, which is quite unusual. Because if someone's been a devotee for 30 years, what he was doing or what she was doing 30 years before is totally out of fashion and out of time, but they usually go back to that. Just trying to hold on to something that they can find pleasure in. So we must be very, very careful. This tender creeper of devotion, the bhakti lata bija, that by Srila Prabhupada's mercy has been planted in each and every one of our hearts. There is nothing so precious as that. It is eternal. Everything else is a source of misery. All else will perish. The purpose of this Puna Yatra is to really try to give us an appreciation for the science of devotional service, for the philosophical science of what we have been given, the practice and the experience in the association of devotees. Please, during this year, protect this tender creeper of devotion with great care. If a mother has a new little baby, how much she's concerned with that baby's welfare. Yes? At every moment, she's thinking. Even if she's in class, she's thinking. Wherever she is, she's thinking, where is baby? Is baby all right? With even more care than that, we must contemplate the needs of the seed of devotion that is within our heart. Associate with devotees who are enthusiastic, especially with devotees who are striving to become advanced, or especially those who are advanced. And the greatest treasure, the treasure of prema bhakti, is assured. That is Prabhupada's great gift of love. Please honor the gift that Prabhupada has given you by reciprocating. How do we reciprocate? By wholeheartedly accepting the process that he has given and trying to share that with others according to our capacity. The hope in the age of Kali is the inundation of people's hearts with the ambrosial chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We have 7 minutes to perform Sankirtan, to end. Lord Chaitanya's process is very simple. Everything begins and ends with Sankirtan. So please dance with great enthusiasm. Put the energy of a 3-hour kirtan into these next 7 minutes.